Hello, this doctor. Evgenia Goldzer dictating an endoscopy report on patient Nancy Duncan. On patient Nancy Duncan, date of birth 3/6/1958, date of procedure October 19, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldzer Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Ravinda Tuck. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold forceps polypectomy. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Indication, GERD, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was normal, while lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Very careful exam was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8, 2-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal and mid-esophagus were unremarkable, period. At the distal esophagus, the Z-line was noted to be at 36 centimeters from the bite block, period. There was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. This was biopsied for histology, period. There was a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia, period. There was multiple gastric polyps that appeared fundic in nature. 4 to 5 of the larger, more inflamed-looking ones were sampled with cold snare polypectomy. There was need to use a net to retrieve these as they were larger than 2 centimeters. Period. Gastric biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology. There was mild gastric erythema noted, period. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D3, period. Number two, at colonoscopy, there was evidence of 3 sigmoid colon polyps, the largest of which was 6 millimeters and removed with cold snare. The other two were diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was 2 descending colon polyps that were removed with cold snare, cold forceps polypectomy. These were diminutive in size, period. Overall, the colon was significantly tortuous and looping and required significant counter pressure. There was diverticulosis noted in the left side of the colon. There was grade 1 non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids noted. Plan. We'll plan to repeat endoscopy in 2 to 3 months to follow up LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next time we'll start omeprazole twice a day, 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner. Period script was provided for 8 weeks, then daily afterwards. Next line, due to the 5 polyps and significant looping and tortuosity, we'll recommend repeat colonoscopy in 2 to 3 years, period. Recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplementation as needed. Also, avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflex precautions were explained, period.